the most influential internet events of the decade. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. It's been a very eventful decade in technology. The folks behind the Webby Awards have published their take now on the biggest internet moments from the years 2000 to 2009. Today and tomorrow, we'll look at some of those events with Webby Award Executive Director David Michel Davies. First up, an online classified site expands beyond its home base of San Francisco.
Today, Craigslist is, you know, one of the most popular sites on the internet. Internationally, it has a great amount of impact. But in 2000, you know, it was really just a site that was in San Francisco, a community site in San Francisco. You know, now it's in literally hundreds of cities throughout the world. It's changed the newspaper business. I'm sure the newspaper people will say for the worst, but it's been a great resource for community, and it's really the first place a lot of people turn to find an apartment, to find a job, and to talk to each other about the issues in their life.
Also in 2000, Google AdWords launches. This was a big change.
AdWords is a key feature and a significant part of online advertising and online ad spend for companies throughout the world. But second, it really empowered individuals who were in 2000, you know, blogging was just catching on and was in its nascent stage, and it really provided financial support for people with who were blogging about very niche topics, you know, whether that was about fishing or about some element of business culture or whatever was interesting to them. Anybody out there with a blog could go get AdWords, put it up on their site, and start generating some revenue from their content to support hosting and all the other things that go along into supporting a blog and an online magazine.
The launch of Wikipedia in 2001 makes your list. Why?
Well, today, you know, Wikipedia is just such a great resource for people trying to find, you know, trying to find facts. And the idea that knowledge was in a book and it was decided by people is today seems ridiculous. But before Wikipedia launches, that was sort of like how the record was set. It was set by editors inside of an office at Encyclopedia Britannica.
Jumping ahead to 2004, the moment from this year that you have as one of the most influential moments of the decade on the internet is the Google IPO.
A couple of things. It set the stage for Google to raise just an enormous amount of cash and develop some of the products that it went on to develop after that, purchase a lot of sites too, and become one of the dominant companies in the world, you know, and things like Gmail, which everybody uses, and Google Earth and Google Maps, and the acquisition of YouTube, and even Android, the operating system. Those are all things that really have changed the internet. And development of all those, or the acquisition of those, really came from that IPO.
In late 2006, Facebook opened up to non-college students, and I remember thinking at the time, "Huh, this is a nice little thing. I wonder if anybody I know will ever be on Facebook."
Today, there's 200 million people, if not more, on Facebook, and they say that something like half of them visit it every day. And I know, you know, we honored Twitter last year as the breakout of the year at the Webby Awards, and it came off of a year of 900% growth. So, you know, in three short years, these two sites have become the dominant way that people communicate with each other online, and certainly the dominant thing that we talk about today when we talk about the internet. And it's interesting to see that September, October, that fall of 2006 really be the pivotal change.
That's David Michel Davies of the Webby Awards. More of our conversation tomorrow, in which we talk about the release of the first iPhone, the expansion of Facebook, and more. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.